USA Radio News.
Working to fulfill another campaign promise, President Donald Trump announced today his plan to lower drug prices for Americans. The president said prescription drug prices have been way too high for too many years.
I've instructed Secretary Azar to begin moving forward on reforms that will bring soaring drug prices back down to earth. Our plan takes steps to derail the gravy train for special interests by ending Obamacare's twisted incentives that actually encourage higher drug prices.
A 14-year-old boy is in custody on suspicion of shooting a teen in the arm at a Southern California high school today. That's according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The shooting happened at 7 a.m. local time when many of the students were arriving. Neither the name of the suspect nor the wounded teen have been released. After a lockdown of more than 2 hours, the school started releasing students to their parents and guardians. This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Congress tells the White House it needs to wrap up its work on a renegotiated trade deal soon, or its work will have all been for nothing. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says Congress needs to get notice of a NAFTA deal soon, saying the Trump administration has until May 17th to submit a notice of a deal on a renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement if lawmakers are to vote on it before a new Congress is sworn in. That's because under the fast-track negotiating law, there are notification periods before the president could sign a new deal and before Congress could begin considering it. Officials from Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. have been meeting in Washington this week to try to work out a revised deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator Tim Kaine announced today that he will vote against President Donald Trump's nominee for CIA Director Gina Haspel. Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, said his main objections came from her ties to enhanced interrogation techniques used in the aftermath of 9/11. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
With the legalization of marijuana in Colorado, more and more companies located in the state are relaxing their drug testing policies. But is that such a good idea? Joe Peters is a former federal prosecutor. He says this is not the road we need to be going down.
This is not the way to find workers. Marijuana, as you said, is used to be 3 to 4% THC. Now it's 20 and 30. So it's not your father's marijuana anymore. And then to invite this into the workplace, you know, I don't want to be the patient for the surgeon or the nurse who might be high on marijuana or in the highway and there's a car passing me. Or in that assembly line with heavy equipment being used.
But on the other side of the issue is Jessie Johnson. She's the founder of Purple Peace. She says this is all just a cost-saving mechanism and tool for the employers.
It's just a cost-saving initiative that every organization can take on right now. And at the truth be told, it's just
How are we saving money? That.
We're saving money because it's a redundant policy. It is a qualifier, so to speak.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, most people cannot even say that they have been tested more than three times at their current job.
Sure.
It was also announced earlier this week that Caesars Entertainment in Las Vegas will no longer be testing for marijuana as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.